This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A fire in Wyoming has forced evacuations in Colorado. Some residents in Colorado's Jackson County are under order to leave their homes. The Mullen Fire has burned more than 100,000 acres since it started in mid-September. It's burning about 60 miles northwest of Colorado's Cameron Peak Fire, and both are creating smoky air along the Front Range. Governor Polis visited the Cameron Peak Command Center yesterday and attributed Colorado's busy wildfire season to major drought and climate change. The Cameron Peak Fire is the third largest in Colorado history. The state's biggest ever fire also burned this summer near Grand Junction. Governor Polis has released a plan to get Colorado to its climate change goals. The administration released the draft roadmap yesterday. It calls for more regulation of the oil and gas industry and policies to encourage electric vehicles. But lawmakers and environmental groups say it lacks detail. Casey Becker is the state House Speaker.
Right now, it's a PowerPoint presentation, and I want to really see the commitment so that it is specific, enforceable, targeted, all the things that we need.
The state wants to shrink greenhouse gas emissions 25% by 2025 compared to 2005 levels. Interstate 70 will be closed at Colorado Boulevard tonight in Denver. The closure for road work begins at 10 p.m. and lasts until 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. The interstate could be closed again Friday night if the work is not completed. Around Denver, it's highs in the 60s this afternoon, a bit warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.